With Talking Travel, I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Travel, we'll be taking a tour of some of the world's strangest museums. While many of us have visited historical exhibits or art installations, very few of us have ever ventured into the weirder museums the world has to offer. Everything from the mundane to the magical can be found curated, displayed, and hopefully annotated in these five strange museums that are all definitely worth the trip. First, the International UFO Museum and Research Center in Roswell, New Mexico, USA. Roswell rose to fame in 1947 as the site of a supposed UFO crash that was then promptly covered up by the US government. Founded in 1991, the museum is located in a former movie theater with an extensive library on UFO encounters. Next, the Dog Collar Museum in Kent, England. Exhibits at this museum in Leeds Castle include a 15th century collar worn by Spanish hunting dogs to protect their necks from bears. The museum was founded in 1977 when antique collector Gertrude Hunt presented her beloved collection of 60 dog collars to the castle. Since then, the museum has continued to expand, and there are now more than 130 exhibits of various collars and styles. The Museum of Broken Relationships in Croatia. This museum dedicated to heartbreak was set up by two Zagreb-based artists who once dated, and when they split up, joked that they should create a museum to honor their dead relationship. A handful of mementos grew to an enormous collection as word spread, and broken-hearted singles from around the world donated items. One exhibit is an axe, used by its donor to smash the furniture of a cheating partner. We've all been there. Kansas Barbed Wire Museum, USA. As everyone knows, barbed wire was first patented in 1874, and it hasn't slowed down since, with this museum dedicated to what is essentially weaponized fencing. The museum has more than 2,000 types of barbed wire on display, and you can brush up on your knowledge at the Learning Center, where you'll find actual newsletters from America's actual barbed wire appreciation clubs. And last but not least, why not visit the Wickham Local History and Share Museum in Buckinghamshire, England. In the 19th century, High Wycombe was the chair-making capital of the world, and you can see all its glory in this monument to comfort and lower back support. With Talking Travel, I'm Jack Terry.